This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Back to the economics of war, we've talked about some of the products that have been getting more expensive since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine. Gasoline, stainless steel, catalytic converters. Now we can add beer to that list. Russia and Ukraine are two of the world's biggest barley exporters, and malted barley is the main ingredient in beer. Or should be, I'm told. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that's just one of the cost pressures hitting the selections at your local bar.
Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, Michigan, traces its roots to the very beginning of the craft beer movement in the U.S. in the late 1970s and early 80s. John Mallett is the VP of operations there.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been brewing beer for over, professionally for over 30 years, running breweries for over 30 years. The last 2 years have been the most challenging, full stop.
Start with the price of barley, which was rising even before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for a whole bunch of reasons.
First among those, supply chain issues, brought on by COVID. Secondarily, for barley, we did not have a good harvest last year at all, and that has manifested in prices at the farm gate jumping up by upwards of 50%.
And Mallett knows his barley. He wrote a book a few years ago titled Malt, A Practical Guide from Field to Brewhouse.
It's never a good thing when the number three and number four barley exporting nations in the world go to war.
Ukraine and Russia. Now, barley, like wheat and oil, is a global commodity. When the price rises in one place, it rises everywhere. Bart Watson is chief economist at the Brewers Association. He says U.S. brewers aren't directly buying a lot of Ukrainian or Russian barley.
But those products do go into the global supply chain, do get used in the brewery supply chain, and so it's kind of a perfect, storm already, and this is just another element that's increasing the destruction of the storm.
And barley is just one of the increasing costs that brewers are dealing with. Aluminum for cans, steel for brewing kettles, those costs are up too. Garrett Nelson, senior equity analyst at CFRA, says that can only mean one thing.
Basically, they're going to have to raise prices on beer and pass that those increased costs along to consumers in order to maintain their margins.
And everyone along the supply chain has to maintain their margins. Fergus Fitzgerald is the production director at Adnams Brewery on the east coast of England. He says more than the price of barley, it's the cost of energy that's pushing the price of beer upward. Energy spikes starting at the brewery, but then
getting that beer to the pub, there's an extra cost in there for the fuel. When you get to the pub, their energy costs are going up. So it's the sort of accumulation of all those costs will have to be passed on.
Fitzgerald says Adnams will probably have to raise the prices of their beers come Christmas time, but he's also worried about driving customers to cheaper substitutes. Ann Cronrod, an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, says the key for brewers, especially smaller ones, is to be upfront with customers about exactly why they're charging more for their beers.
Companies often shy away from transparency for different reasons, but there are many ways in which you can talk about price and actually gain customer trust.
Cronrod says one way to do that is to talk about price in relation to value. So customers see businesses paying more for inputs, whether it's barley or energy, as a way of ensuring great tasting beer. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.